Osama bin Laden, Ilyas Kashmiri, and now a third top leader of Al-Qaeda killed in a matter of weeks.
God, the Creator, has delivered Fasul Abdallah Muhammad to his destiny, the same way he delivered bin Laden to his destiny.
The man behind the U.S. embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania is shot dead at a checkpoint in Somalia. Another significant blow to Al-Qaeda, or simply a chance for promotion for the next in line. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning and happy Monday to you. It is Monday, June 13th. John Hockenberry is out today. He will return tomorrow. Let's get a look at our top news stories this morning, and we'll begin in Syria. In the northern part of that country, more than 5,000 people have fled the town of Jisr al-Shagur after a violent government takeover over the weekend. Witnesses say homes were bulldozed and hillsides set on fire. One displaced refugee spoke to our partner, the BBC.
There is no milk for the children. They're targeting homes, and yesterday shooters targeted us. All these people will not survive because they burnt all their crops.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says it's time to seriously consider using force in Syria, as the U.S. has done in Libya.
Get the regional partners to tell the Assad he has to go and put everything on the table now, including military force.
The Syrian government announced it will punish Jisr al-Shagur after it accused armed groups of killing at least 120 security forces there several days ago, over the past week or so. Residents say those deaths were the result of a mutiny within the ranks of security forces. In Libya, NATO has stepped up bombing of Muammar Gaddafi's compound in the center of Tripoli. Over the weekend, heavy fighting was also reported in the city of Zawiya. In Turkey, the conservative ruling party of Prime Minister Recep Erdogan has won a third term in the elections. The Justice and Development Party took about 50% of the vote. That's not quite enough for a supermajority, though. In Arizona, firefighters say they're finally gaining ground against the now 700-square-mile Wallow blaze. It now extends into New Mexico. Evacuation orders have been lifted, though, for the towns of Springerville and Eager, so 7,000 residents have been allowed to return home. Springerville, Arizona resident Roxanne Knight says she's amazed firefighters have been able to make progress.
There still is wind, and there still are hot spots up there. So the fire was so unstoppable, it's hard to believe that maybe they really have it stopped in this direction.
About 30 homes and cabins have been destroyed since the fire began in late May. Newly released photos show a short-haired Gabrielle Giffords smiling outside the Houston hospital where she's been receiving treatment. The first photos of the Arizona congressman that have been released since the beginning of her rehabilitation from the Tucson shooting in January. A spokesman for Giffords says the photos are remarkable.
Unless you knew what happened, it's almost impossible to tell that this is a woman who was shot at point-blank range to the head less than 6 months ago.
The spokesperson says Giffords can leave the Houston Rehabilitation Center sometime by the end of the month. Seven Republican presidential candidates face off in the party's first New Hampshire debates tonight. And the Dallas Mavericks clinched their first ever NBA championship last night. They beat the Miami Heat 105-95 in Game 6. Miami Heat forward LeBron James says he just couldn't close the deal.
Sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't. You know, I was able to do things in the last two series to help us win ball games. Wasn't able to do that in this series.
No word on when we may see NBA action again. There's actually a lockout looming in basketball as well as football. So everyone start watching maybe a lacrosse. Asian markets and European indices are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 11,951, the S&P at 1,270, the NASDAQ at 2221. Maybe it's Polo's turn. Coming up this morning, we're going to be talking about the takeaway from the economic recovery. Companies are recovering. But what about the American middle class? We want your take. Are you seeing jobs being created where you are? Are you part of the struggling middle class? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're going to give you an update on the state of Al-Qaeda in just a minute.